This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Transportation, as we all know, is changing. You got ride sharing, you got electric cars, you got, or we will soon get, driverless cars. Think for a second, though, about the one thing they all have in common. Tires, right? Got to have tires. Rich Kramer is the chairman and CEO of Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Mr. Kramer, welcome to the program, sir.
Glad to be here, Kai. Thanks for having me.
Would you be offended if I told you, and my guess is that I'm speaking for a large section of the listening public out there, that really tires are just a pain in the butt, right?
Well, you know what? Tires are some of the most important things that you have on your car for safety reasons and the like, but I'm not at all surprised, Kai, at what you're saying. And in fact, that gets into one of our latest retail concepts, Roll by Goodyear, which is really all about making the tire buying process easier. You're a great straight man.
Well, there you go. All right, look, so on, this is a real-life example. I had my car in the shop for regular maintenance a couple of weeks ago, and the guy said, the service agent said to me as I picked it up, he's like, well, sir, you're going to need some tires next time you're in. And honestly, it's a nightmare because you got to go down there and the guy gives you this price and that price. And if you can make that easier, sell me. I'll give you 45 seconds to give me the Roll pitch.
Roll is all about making the tire buying process easier. You come in, you tell us how you want to shop. If you want us to pick your car up with our concierge service, we'll do that. If you want us to come to your home or to your kid's soccer game and put on your tires while you wait, we'll do that for you. It's all about how you want to shop and making it easier for you.
I want all of that, but I don't want to have to pay more than $110 per tire.
Well, Goodyear has very competitive pricing on all our products. It just depends on what kind of car you drive or what kind of tire that you have.
I'm a minivan guy from way back.
We can do that.
All right. So look, let me turn serious here for a second. I want to ask you about the American manufacturing economy as we roll now, no pun intended, into 2019. There's been some softness in the last set of numbers out from the government. I want to know how you're seeing it as a guy in a heavy industry manufacturing company.
Well, first of all, we love the industry. We love the tire industry, and particularly about the future that we see with the whole changes in mobility. Right now, we have cyclicality in our business, and we're very used to that, particularly in heavy industry or in a company like ours that deals with the automotive industry. But you know what? That's really okay. We know how to handle those things as we think about the volatility that hits us. But Kai, today, I would say in a more macro way, it's really difficult to predict with clarity where the markets are headed. Yeah. And that's largely because of the macro environment that we're all reading about, whether it's Brexit or the U.S. trade situation, U.S.-China trade situation.
I don't want to get too far into that because we cover that at length on this program. But how big...
Sure.
A headache is it for you as a guy running a major company in this economy that we're in a trade war, that the government is shut down, and that, you know, there are some economic headwinds out there. Let's be frank.
You know, I would say what's more important to us right now or more impactful to us would be sort of the economic headwinds out there. We're experiencing very high raw material costs over the last 2 years. That's putting some headwinds on our business. And interesting, to me, this is actually really interesting. We have a big business in China. The auto industry was down 4% this year in China. But what's more interesting than that, it's been the first time in nearly 30 years that year-over-year auto sales in China have been backwards. I mean, think about that. That's an astonishing number.
You know, it's crazy, right? But let me ask you if you're on the same page as Tim Cook, that downturn in China is a real and serious problem for your company.
I think it's a headwind for us, and I think it will go with cyclicality, Kai. And the reason I say that is the Chinese economy, the Chinese consumer is ultimately going to come back. And this is just something that we have to work our way through, and I'm very confident we will work our way through that.
Last question, then I'll let you go, Rich. Do you get to ride in the blimp whenever you want?
You know, I do, and I like to say, contrary to what people think, I don't spend the day driving the blimp all day. That's not what I do for a living. But I totally get to go in there. There's nothing like the blimp, Kai. It's fantastic. If it's a big event, you know the blimp's there.
You betcha. Rich Kramer, he runs Goodyear. Rich, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks again for the time, Kai. Really appreciate it as well.